News for Friday, April 28th. I'm Ben Thomas. Fresh indications inflation persists from a gauge closely watched by the Federal Reserve. Jennifer King has the numbers.
Excluding food and energy, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose 0.3% from February to March. That's 4.6% from a year earlier.
Stocks closed out a winning month of April with more gains Friday, more companies reporting better-than-expected profits. Colorado's governor has signed 4 gun control bills into law. Gun rights groups have already filed suit to reverse 2 of them, raising the buying age to 21 and a 3-day waiting period between purchase and receipt. Abortion bans have failed in the Nebraska and South Carolina legislatures amid heated debates among Republicans. And conflict over transgender rights is simmering across the country. Lisa Dwyer has a look.
Access to gender-affirming care is taking center stage in state governments across the U.S., with some states passing restrictions and others protections. This week's developments include a Missouri judge blocking enforcement of a rule that would have barred treatments such as puberty blockers and hormone therapy for children and adults. In Montana, a transgender lawmaker was kicked off the House floor for her comments on restrictions. The federal government sued over a care ban in Tennessee, and governors in Minnesota and Washington became the latest to sign laws preserving access. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Republicans in North Carolina have scored a couple major victories on election issues, the state Supreme Court throwing out previous rulings, one against gerrymandered voting maps, another that upheld photo ID laws for voters, which had been struck down as racially biased. The U.S. Army has grounded aviation units for training. Jackie Quinn has why.
This safety stand-down comes in the wake of Thursday's deadly mid-air collision between 2 Army Apache helicopters returning from a training mission over Alaska. There was also a crash last month in Kentucky that killed 9 soldiers.
This is AP News. Our Karen Shamas takes a closer look now at the cost of food.
Around the world, food prices are persistently and painfully high. However, on global markets, the prices of grains, vegetable oils, and other products such as dairy have fallen steadily from record highs. The sharp fall in global food prices and world commodity markets doesn't seem to have reached the real world of shopkeepers, street vendors, and families trying to make ends meet. Joseph Glauber, a former chief economist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, says that in the U.S., for example, 75% of the costs are coming after it leaves the farm. He says the additional costs come from energy, processing, labor, and transportation fees, and many of those costs are embedded in so-called core inflation, which excludes volatile food and energy prices and has proven stubbornly hard to wring out of the world economy. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.